Clive, how do you feel like you're fitting in here with the Raiders?
Pretty good. They welcome me with open arms, and the team is pretty cool. Everybody loves me, so I feel like I'm doing pretty good.
Do you feel like you're fitting in with the offense and learning things and picking things up, and you feel confident in your ability to make plays in this offense?
It's a challenge. I'm up for it, though, but, you know, it's a lot of plays that I have to learn and a lot of different positions that I have to, you know, acquire. So,
what's been your impression of the Musgraves offense in general?
Pretty similar to what we did in Miami. A lot of tight end friendly stuff. It's just a lot of roles that I got to, you know, understand and get the knowledge of. Yes, sir. I do.
Is that you did a lot of that in Miami, sir?
Yep. Yes, I did.
Does that mean extra study time, just trying to get this scheme down right, so when you come into camp, you're automatically ready to go? Is it a lot more?
No doubt. I mean, 30 to an hour at night, you know, just going over my plays, looking at my iPad, testing myself. I mean, every day since I've been doing that every night.
I think we had Ponder in here last week, and he said that of you, faster than I thought he was. Do you find that a lot? Did guys maybe underestimate your speed a little bit?
I mean, I wouldn't say that. I'll say I have game speed, like, well, playing speed. It didn't really show up at the combine, but, you know, when the ball is snapped, I just changed my speed and just play with a burst.
Everybody sees the pass catching, and that's, you know, the glamorous part of it. But how do you feel about blocking and being a part of the helping the run game go?
I love it, you know, because it's underrated. People don't really respect blocking and blocking tight ends, and I take a lot of pride in blocking. So, you know, I take a lot of, you know, focus when I'm out there. I try to make sure I have the right hand placement and taking the right footsteps or whatnot to make myself successful in the run game.
When you were drafted, everybody described you as a complete tight end, that you could do it all. Are you seeing that you translate your skills from playing at the University of Miami to playing the pro game? The game's not too good for you?
I wouldn't say that. The game is a lot faster, but I'm just acquiring my skills that I learned at Miami and applying them here. And they're working out pretty well for me.
How's it been coming in as a rookie to these OTAs? Are your eyes kind of real big? Are you nervous at all? Or what was the experience like coming in here?
I was never nervous. It was just, you know, trying to actually understand what was really going on. And, you know, when the coach calls your number, you got to know your plays and go out and execute. So I just try to stay on top of my plays and know what I'm doing when they call me.
Your coach has had some nice things to say. Do you feel like you made a good first impression thus far?
I'm working hard. I'm trying my best to impress Coach Musgrave and Coach Del Rio and also Coach Johnson.
The whole idea of OTAs and of keeping players healthy and taking care of each other, how much of a fine line is there between wanting to make a play and really being impressive, but also backing off enough so you don't hurt the guy across from you where you don't get hurt? Is that kind of a strange thing?
It's tough, you know, especially without actually having the pads on.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you got to think the guys on the other side of the ball are your teammates, and we care about them as well. So, you know, you just kind of get off the ball, get your hands in the right placement, and just kind of let up a little.
Mm-hmm. I like your logo. Something you designed yourself, or who did that?
I mean, I designed it myself. You know, my marketing dudes helped me. But, yeah, pretty cool. I like it. Memorial Day is when I released it. Yeah.
What would you decide? When you come up with the concept, though?
Like maybe right before the combine or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So you were silver and black even before you were a Raven?
I want to say that. I had a lot of – it was a lot of – that's funny, though. It was a lot of weird things going on because at my draft party – one of my close friends, he was actually wearing a Raiders hat. And I think my mom was wearing black and silver, so it was a lot of signs.